Sir.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Can we quantify the amount of fraud that's related to illegal immigrants? And what are the asks of California and these other states? What can they do to claw back some of this money that's being deferred?
You know, I don't know that you can quantify it because it's so hard to keep track of all of the criminal migrants who are taking advantage of our system. I mean, they're taken advantage by, you know, the average criminal migrant that we have in an American prison is costing us $60,000 to $120,000 a year, depending on the location. They're collecting health care benefits. A couple of states, California and New York in particular, they actually allow illegal aliens to benefit from the American people's, you know, health care programs, which is just a disgrace. And just a travesty. I mean, if you go into an emergency room, you should know that you're waiting in line with other American citizens, not with people who have been placed to the front of the line by a fraudulent Medicaid program in California. But that's what's happening. We know this is what's happening. And again, it's driving up costs for everybody. It's making it harder to access health care. And it's absolutely fleecing the American taxpayer. It is a lose-lose-lose proposition.